Upon entering the lobby of the townhouse, I encountered Mrs. Gagnon and her son curled up on the floor in front of the elevator, obviously fearful. After instructing Mrs. Gagnon and her son to stay put, I took the stairs up to the front entrance of her residence. I entered armed with a fully loaded 9mm, which I am licensed to carry. I conducted a full sweep of the residence, level by level, finishing in the master bedroom, where I walked through the open door to find the body of Prudence Walker swinging from the rafters. After reading the note resting upon the mattress, I exited the room, careful not to disturb anything, and closing the door behind me with the cuff of my shirt. I then came downstairs and notified Mrs. Gagnon that it was time to call the police.
Dee Dee mimicked his stilted professional tone back to him.
And how did Mrs. Gagnon react to the news?
She appeared startled that Prudence would hang herself.
What did she say?
That since Prudence was a lesbian, it was highly unlikely that she was Jimmy Gagnon's lover.
Really? That caught Dee Dee's attention. She made a note. Do you have confirmation?
Well, we could ask Prudence, Bobby said dryly, but she's dead.
Dee Dee rolled her eyes. What else did you and Mrs. Gagnon discuss?
She was concerned about what the police would think of the note. In particular, she and her in-laws are engaged in a custody battle over her son, and she feared the police might use the note as an excuse to remove Nathan from her custody.
Reasonable fear.
I told her the police were smart enough to realize that the suicide was staged.
You fucking did not!
I fucking did.
Jesus H. Christ, Bobby. Why the hell didn't you hand her evidence to destroy as well?
If I hadn't told her that, she wouldn't be here right now, Dee Dee. She'd have grabbed the kid and fled.
And you would have stopped her.
How? By pointing my gun at her and her 4-year-old son? Somehow I don't think she would have taken me seriously.
You had no right to give away details of a scene. You deliberately hampered the progress of this investigation.
I called you in. Without me, you had nothing.
With you, we have nothing.
No, you have a name.
What name?
James Gagnon.
Dee Dee stopped, blinked her eyes several times, then peered at him in genuine confusion.
Judge Gagnon? You think he killed Prudence Walker?
Catherine thinks he did, or hired someone to.
Why?
To implicate her in the death of her husband. Ask around, Dee Dee. It's no secret that Judge Gagnon is real distraught over the death of his son, and it's no secret he blames Catherine.
For God's sake, Bobby, he's a superior court judge.
Who just yesterday invited me up to his hotel suite, where he offered to drop all criminal charges against me in return for my promise to testify that on the night of the shooting, I heard Catherine deliberately provoke Jimmy into pointing the gun.
You don't have audio.
I mentioned that. The judge said not to worry about it. He'd take care of it.
He'd take care of it? Bobby shrugged.